Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Freddie Spencer reporting after the 2017 Spanish Grand Prix in Barcelona. Now, today I'm not in my usual spot where I do the recordings. I'm actually in Speyer, Germany, on my way to do an event in Sachsenring, a classic event in Sachsenring, Germany, this weekend. But today, I'm here in this town square in this beautiful town in Germany, in front of this cathedral. Now, to me, it's amazing when I look back and see something that was built 1,100 years ago. It took 30 years by hand to build it, using only, obviously, the labor, but that human ingenuity, that mind that we can imagine, that we can believe that we can create something this beautiful that could withstand the test of time. And it certainly is as beautiful today as it was the day they built it, which says a lot about our ability to create. Now, talking about being creative, this weekend in Barcelona was going to be a test for the riders. It was a test for many reasons. One, the challenges of this year and the unusual nature that as we go from track to track, it seems like one bike really has an advantage over the other. If we looked at the first few races in the Yamaha, we look at last weekend and then the Honda race in between there, and then we look at last weekend with the Ducatis and Dovi, what he was able to do in those conditions at Mugello. So that, for one, was going to make it exciting. The other is the tire choices, the heat and the track of Barcelona and the grip problems that they were going to have. The first time I went there at the end of 1992, did some testing, and then we had the race there in 93. It was a track that was immediately one that I liked, but very difficult. The different corner configurations, the high speed, the challenges of actually being able to, at that time we didn't have the choices you have today on tires. It was somewhat similar. They were hand-built. They were pretty good. But really it was an issue there always with the right side of the tire, being able to maintain the grip, not use too much of the tire too early in the race so you had something to the end. The exact same thing that was going to be a challenge for the riders this weekend. Now, qualifying. That was certainly an exciting qualifying session with so many of the top riders in that second part or in group one, qualifying one, having to get through to qualifying two. The struggles of the Yamaha, you could see that Valentino Rossi and Maverick Viñales was having, and to be able to get the grip on the Yamaha to be there and not use up the tire. But Valentino Rossi going into the weekend, we weren't sure of his fitness level. He said he felt okay, but we were going to have to wait and see. And it just didn't seem like that he felt comfortable on the bike. And that showed in his poor qualifying performance. He was never really a factor. And he even said, leading into the race, that he wasn't sure he was going to be able to pull that out. Look at the crashes of Marc Márquez. What an amazing thing. Crashed four times on Saturday alone. He had many crashes on the left side with that asymmetric tire. He just said he didn't know where the feel was, that front feel, which is a lot of the problems that the riders complained about. You look at Zarco and what he did in qualifying as he came through like he did in France, and last week, same thing, to get up into qualifying two. Some of the riders that were up there, Petrucci, you can see that his performance was improved from that podium finish last week. He qualified on the front row on the Ducati, which should have been a little bit of a window into what possibly could happen with the Ducatis in the race, his qualifying performance. But the Hondas, it looked like that they were going to have an advantage. You look at, in the past, the history of Danny Pedrosa, when he puts in a great qualifying performance in tough conditions on a low-grip racetrack, he usually is an example or harbinger of what's going to happen in the race. And we expected him to be there, and he was. But the great performance, you would have to say, would be Dovi. Not only the fact of coming off that win last week, but also what he expected to do coming into this weekend. It was a track that when they tested, he didn't qualify or run very well. He didn't have any really high expectations. But he said something and he talked about it after the race. His big improvement this year, you know, if you look at what he had done in the past, if you look at the first win, it took 7 years for him to get that second one. And then it was 7 months between the second one and the third one. And leading into this week, it would be 7 days. But that's kind of interesting with the numbers. But more importantly, it's his mindset. He talked about one of his improvements over this last year is the way that he's approached his racing. He's worked on away from the racetrack in his personal life, in the way he thinks about his riding and being able to improve his concentration. It's something that I really enjoy about riding a motorcycle. It's one of the things that I worked on, didn't have help from someone like he has, but just worked on as a kid riding my yard, is being able to completely focus on what I'm doing, but being able to anticipate what's going to happen, but not having any distractions, not having any thought process. And Michael Phelps, the great swimmer, talked about after his 18 gold medals that he's won in the Olympics, they asked him a simple question: what do you think about when you're getting on the stand ready to go? He says, absolutely nothing. And a lot of people may find that odd, but it's not. What it shows is he's prepared, totally prepared for what's going to happen, but he's utilizing an understanding to be able to work and anticipate what's going to happen. Is he's got to have a completely clear mind and no distractions. And so Dovey seems to be a walking example about that. And that is certainly an example in life. But there was, as we got to the race, Dovey worked his way through the field and then got in that position. He could see the Hondas were struggling. In fact, he talked about afterwards that he couldn't believe how slow, he felt the pace was very slow, which is another thing that happens when you're completely focused and prepared, and in that moment, everything seems to happen kind of slower. But Dovey certainly was prepared for what was going to happen next. He saw that he could get by Danny Pedrosa, and then he got in that lead, and then Mark saw what was happening, got by Danny, and just couldn't close the gap down, and the race was pretty much set from there. Now, as we go back farther in the field, you have to say that Jorge Lorenzo, who looked like the same thing was going to happen in Mugello, was going to happen at Barcelona. Once he got past in front, he was going to continue to fade to the back. He didn't, and he actually got kind of a second win with about three-quarters of the race to go and worked back up and finished really a very good fourth place. So we'll see if that's going to carry on for him in the next races. The Yamaha, as I said, struggled with Valentino down in eighth, and you could see Maverick Vinales in 10th. We'll have to see if the 22-year-old can come back from that. A little bit different from Dovey. He talks about when he struggles that his mind kind of creates drama. Let's see if he'll be able to keep control of that and move forward. It should be interesting as we get to Assen. If the Yamahas can come back, that's a good track for them, and see if the Hondas can have anything to answer for the Ducatis also. But a great win for two wins for Dovey, 2 weeks in a row. Should be exciting. I'm looking forward to it. Hope you are too.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.